Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Once again, the show was ripped off last night by somebody who likes to take liberties with our humor. It's fine. I guess, what do they say? Plagiarism is the ultimate form of flattery?
Yeah, something like that.
Isn't that Joe Biden's slogan for 2020? Plagiarism and a good grope, the ultimate forms of flattery? I don't know if she went through booking this time when she stole my reference, but Kennedy on the Fox, is this Fox or Fox Business?
Fox Business.
All right, so you didn't watch this last night. It's
nobody,
Fox Business.
Nobody did.
Watched this, but so let's understand something. I have been making the vampiric references to Nancy Pelosi for how long now? Years?
Years.
We've had a party. We had a party.
Yeah.
I dressed up like a freaking vampire. Dawn had bite marks on her neck. We had hundreds of people show up dressed like creatures of the night,
yes,
to honor the vampiric one. And that's not enough, because then other people have to hear that and go, oh, that's funny. So let me steal the jokes too. Let me borrow. And so The Onion did that by literally saying that Nancy Pelosi gets blood transfusions from interns, which is what I've been saying for a year and a half. And then last night on the Fox Business Network, Kennedy made this reference.
Between that and AOC, many Dems reportedly are not happy with the way Pelosi has tried to marginalize the new blood in the party.
Get
she
it?
Wants to drink that blood. It's delicious. That resentment could mm-hmm. prove to be very corrosive. As Kellyanne Conway...
She wants to drink that blood. Get it?
Oh boy.
Because she's a vampire who drinks blood? You know what? Fine. I say fine. Let them steal the genius of the Cioli Show humor. Let them use it.
We all know.
We know.
You invented it.
The Cioli Army knows.
So there.
That's all right?
Right?
Well, luckily, dozens of people
dozens of people watched Fox Business last night.
Somebody sent you, a listener, a Cioli Army member, sent you an email, and you sent it to me, and I'm just like, I didn't even know Kennedy was still on the air.
I had no idea. I do remember the time she yelled at us, though.
She did yell
remember
at us.
Remember that?
Yeah, ever since then, I have no use for her.
You got to go through booking.
Yeah.
Like, listen, you're not that big of a deal to get on the show.
Exactly.
Like, I think I'm doing you a favor more than you're doing me a favor by coming on.
I think she got a little big for her britches.
Yeah. I think so, too.
1994 called. She wants her MTV back.
Yeah, listen, Lisa Loeb called. She wants her glasses back, all right?
Yeah, that star went out in the 90s.
Right. No, it was a Democratic National Convention, and I wanted her on the show, and I saw her, and I was like, hey, you should come back on. And she goes, you got to go through booking. It was like being lectured to by a teacher. And I was like, actually, I don't, because I don't really care if you come on the show again. So it's fine. The number one show in Philadelphia. If you don't want to come on, it's fine. Really, like, it's cool. We'll be okay.
There was a whole back and forth. We ran into somebody in the men's room, right? It was Fox News correspondent. He's like, anytime you want to come on. Anytime.
James Rosen.
James Rosen, yes.
James Rosen and I
Thank
were
you,
peeing.
Yes.
I can't say that. We were next to each other by the
Wait,
urinals.
Was it in the men's room or the non-gender specific?
The non-gender binary specific.
Okay.
Well, the Democratic National Convention did have certain rooms that said all genders or non-genders.
Yep.
Or leave your gender at the door, whatever it was. But much like their hypocrisy, they also had regular bathrooms for men and also for women.
Yes.
So you could eat the hate chicken and then walk to the bathroom of your gender choice or a non-gender bathroom. So I was literally in there. James Rosen's next to me. The two of us are there doing our thing. And I said, James, I'm not going to shake your hand right now, but would love to have you back on the show. And he said, absolutely, Rich. That'd be great.
Yep.
He could not have been nicer.
In fact, I think he went on with us later that day or something, or you know, the next day.
Yeah, it was like he washed his hands
yep.
and then he laughed and
yep.
like we made it happen right then and there.
And then
you know?
Kennedy was standing outside and he was like, have you met Kennedy? And she just had no time for us. She had no use for us. She's like, you got to go through booking.
Right.
I'm like, well, we didn't really care that much if you're on the show.
Yeah, we didn't care. I care if James Rosen's on the show because people know who he is.
The show, I don't know if you notice, it doesn't need guests.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. And you know what? You're not doing us any favors
exactly.
by coming on.
Exactly. Our ratings probably go down, you know, with Kennedy as a guest.
The two things this show doesn't need, guests or callers.
No,
so,
that's not true.
Speaking of that, 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Just kidding, sort of. So there you go. At blood, she drinks the blood.
One more time.
Between that and AOC, many Dems reportedly are not happy with the way Pelosi has tried to marginalize the new blood in the party. She wants to drink that blood. It's delicious. That resentment can...
Hey, swim in it or don't swim in it. Don't just say it and move on like you didn't say it. You notice that?
Yeah, she doesn't know how to set the whole thing up. Because actually, unless you're a member of the Zioli Army, you don't fully appreciate that.
Right. You don't get it.
You don't really get it. You're like, what?
By the way, Democrats are very scared of Nancy Pelosi, though. This is a clip from, we were going to get to this yesterday, but we were at the game. Oh, good. Being at the stadium was good luck for the Phillies yesterday, huh? Man.
Yeah.
Especially that first inning.
That first inning, good God.
So this is, Nancy Pelosi, the vampiric one, went on the show at Leslie Stahl over the weekend, 60 Minutes, and they actually talked to some Democrats before the interview, and well, take a listen.
But why were you afraid of her?
Trust me, you don't want to cross her.
That's what I heard.
There were times early on where we had to take difficult votes. I'm kind of embarrassed. We would run to the ladies' room after the vote.
You'd run and hide.
Yeah.
Some of them told us that they're afraid of you.
Oh, no, they're not.
And if they vote against you, if they don't toe the line, that they run out the back.
Oh, they do that, yeah.
And they hide in phone booths.
But the men do that, too. That's not just the women.
Yeah. They are scared to death of you, by the way. Stop. They are terrified of you. Terrified. 855-839-1210. They run away from you.
This isn't just in our imagination. Like, this is actually happening.
I know. It's actually going on. We're not making this stuff up. This is the kind of stuff you can't make up, you know?
She'll cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding.
All right. Just saying. Okay? That's all I'm saying. That was her daughter.
Her daughter?
It's her daughter, okay? Her flesh and blood daughter.
But why were you afraid of her?
Trust me, you don't want to cross her.
That's what I heard.
Cross. Get it? Cross? Because that's the only way to kill her? It's with a cross? Actually, is that for vampires or werewolves? I always forget. Now, werewolves are silver bullets,
silver
right?
Silver bullets, and the vampires are a stake in the heart and garlic, right?
Yeah, and holy water.
Holy water, yeah.
See, now, this is a show. You learned something. I told you, I promised you, you'll always learn something on this program. Did you know how to kill a vampire five minutes ago? No. So I would make it worth your while, you see? I told you, I promised you that, and now I'm delivering. You could say, you come home today, but what'd you do on your drive home? I learned something about how to destroy vampires. Good to know. Werewolves, good to know. I'm just saying, and these are the things you don't think about until it's too late.
True.
It's too late. Yep. One day you're at a campsite with the kids, next thing you know, there's a werewolf attacking you, and but luckily you have a silver bullet, because you listen to me.
News
all
you
right?
can use.
News you can use on the Zioli Show. That's what I'm telling you. Nancy Pelosi also said now she's very worried about the Constitution. She's very worried about it. And also making another stake through the heart reference here. Very subtle. Cut six.
First of all, we have to win. Everything is at stake in this election. The Constitution of the United States, with the president who's trying to usurp the power of the legislative branch of government, the environment in which we live, a Republican Party that is in denial about the assault on climate and the climate crisis, which is a health issue, a national security issue, an economic and jobs issue, and a moral issue to pass the planet on to next generation in a responsible way. As God's creation, I believe, but if you don't believe that, even the responsibilities we have generationally, everything is at stake in terms of who we are as a people.
Really? You're bringing God into this now, huh?
Oh, God.
Okay. That's charming. God's earth. But if you don't believe in that, trust me, though, he's real, and I fight him a lot. 855-839-1210. I believe it's God's earth, but you can believe anything you want.
She roamed the earth at the same time.
She, we should come back with Fallen Angel from...
Poison?
Poison, for the, in honor of her.
Rizzioli 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.